paragraph Yud. This is an appendix, actually, to what we were learning before. But Rav Nosson Zal here is going to explain some very, very important things. Le'inyin she'tzrichin le'tzamtzem riboy ha'hislavus. Regarding this topic we discussed before, how important it is to limit the hislavus, that when a person is passionate about something, they're very excited about something, to always make sure to have a control on that. Because what happens is, sometimes when somebody's too passionate about something, they can't do anything. They can't put it into action. Because again, they can't put it into work. Person's so excited sometimes. Like, calm down. Tell me what you want. No, I can't. I'm so excited. You have to be able to calm down. And this is what the Torah tells us. Loi bashamayim hi. That religion, the Torah, is not up in heaven, lemor, that you're going to say, mi yale lanu hashamayim avikochelanu. Who can climb up to heaven and give us the Torah? Upirish Rashi, Rashi HaKadosh explains there, she'ilu hoiso bashamayim, if the Torah would be up in heaven, hoiso tzorech lalo yisachreho, you would have to climb a ladder and go up into heaven in order to connect with the Torah. And we're being told that that's not the case. A Jew can be living on earth as a human being with a body, with a house, with a family, and be fully observant, you know, connected to the Torah. V'loi me'evar hayam, and the Torah is not across the ocean. Hainu kanal. This is related to what we were talking about before. Ki lefi ribui ha'hislavus shel halev. Sheboyer mo'id l'Hashem yisborach ad l'shamayim, because based on the tremendous fire that a person feels burning in their heart, when a person is really spiritual for Hashem, and the person's heart is burning up to heaven, ein maspik loy shum avoyde sheboylam she'ef sheloy lasois. Such a person is not satisfied. They don't feel satiated. It's not with anything that they do in the world. They'll always, it's not enough. It's not enough. Charity, 5, 10%. What kind of 10%? I want to give 200%. I want to give all my money away to charity. Because the person thinks that, you know, I'm not doing anything. This is just a drop in the bucket. You know, this, if I want to be, again, there are people who come to that conclusion that in order to be spiritual, they have to sell their business, you know, detach themselves from the world, go to India and wear, you know, just wear an undershirt and stuff, you know, no extra baggage. And that's how they're going to be spiritual. Because it seems to him that living as a normal human being, I'm not fulfilling at all the requirements, you know, for being really spiritual and everything. And as a result of that, by trying to reach too high, the person ends up doing nothing. Because they find out at some point they bump into a wall, and they see that it doesn't work. You can do that for a day or a week or a month, and then there's reality check, and then what happens? He doesn't have money for the plane ticket to go back from India back to civilization. And this is what our holy Torah warns us, which teaches us a path of life. Loi bashamayim hi, that Torah, Hashem, is not bashamayim. Ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo betrunyem b'riyosov. Hashem does not impose impossible expectations on human beings. He's not looking for us to be malachim. V'loi nitna Torah l'malachi ashores, as the Gemara says, the Torah was not given to angels. Kloimar she'ein hadovor kemoi shenidme l'cho. Meaning, it's not like you think. She'ein atayocho ilavad Hashem yisbora kiim kishetala l'shamayim. That a Jew cannot serve Hashem unless he's ready to go up to heaven, unless he's ready to leave the physical world totally. No materialism, no house, have to live in the woods with a tent. That's the only way to be spiritual. Shetasa avoidois, she'ein biyot cholasois. The Yetzirah trying to tell you that you're going to have to do avoidus, which you can't really do. She'em govoyim imcho. They're above you, they're beyond you. Kigvoya shamayim, just like heaven is beyond you. V'zeh Shapirish Rashi, this is why Rashi Kodesh writes over there, She'ilu hoiso bashamayim, because if the Torah were up in heaven, then you would be required to climb up to heaven. You would be required to leave behind the whole physical world, the whole materialistic world, and go up there. Meaning that Rashi is explaining that on one hand, it is true. It's true the way it seems to you. Meaning that if it were impossible to fulfill the Torah unless you go up to heaven, which means to do all kinds of very high level service of Hashem, taketh immediately, you know, as soon as you decide to become religious, to start doing all kinds of incredible high things, shame bechinas shamayim, which are like heavenly, bevadai hoyisa tzorech la'alei sachra. You would have to do that if that were the case, if that's what Hashem wanted, if that's what Hashem is all about. Ki bevadai roi lodom la'avodas Hashem yisborach betachlis tachlis madrego elyona. Because on one hand, it's true. It would be great if a person could serve Hashem with the highest levels of Avodas Hashem. You know, to be totally, totally dedicated to Torah, to Avodas Hashem, Hanikro Shamayim, which is referred to here, which is represented by the word heaven. Aval Hashem Yisporach Chofetz Chesed Hu. However, Hashem is realistic. Hashem wants Chesed. V'hu yodea yitzreinu, and he knows our yetzer, he knows our limitations. Ki ofer anochnu, that we are earthly. V'yetzer lev hodom ra min urav, and we're born with a yetzahara that has all kinds of needs. V'i efsher l'chol odom lahaschil tekev b'avoydes kavoyes l'shamayim, and it is impossible for ordinary people to start off right away, jumping up to heaven, you know, dropping all gashmias and everything, and becoming an ascetic, becoming a guru. Vafilu la'achara haschola, and not only in the beginning, even after you've been into religion for a couple of years, lav kolodom zoicha filu besoif yomov, lavoides gavoyes. Most people, even towards the end of their lives, are not capable of being ascetics, of being totally spiritual and everything. V'im kein, and that being the case, chas v'sholem im lo yirtza Hashem yisborach lekabel havoides pshutim shel stam anoshim ksherim, if Hashem were not willing to accept the regular avoida of regular simple people, that a person has a sheer kavu every day, a person, I'm not learning Torah all day, but on the other hand, I don't let a day go by without an hour of Torah. I don't pray all day. David HaMelech was able to pray for 6 hours. I can't do that. But again, I don't let a day go by without saying 5 chapters of Tehillim. I don't say the whole thing every day. A little bit. If not for that, if Hashem were not willing to accept that, im kein ovdo hatikva chasashom shel roiv hoylem, then you're knocking out the majority of the world. You're saying majority of the Jewish people are not religious. They're not spirit. They're not connected to Hashem. It's only if I'm sitting in kolel full time. It's only if I'm mamish devoted. Only this. Then I'm connected to Hashem. The rest of the people are not. Avol be'emes. Whereas the truth is, ein ha'toyra b'shamayim dafka. The Torah is not only in heaven. Da'hinu shaloyia efshel lisko isla ha'toyra kim al yidei madroiges gavoyes. Meaning, whereby it's impossible for a Jew to be connected to the Torah unless he's on a heavenly level. Unless he's totally, totally, totally. B'chinas shamayim, like shamayim. Ki loy b'shamayim hi. Because the Torah writes clearly about itself that it is not b'shamayim. V'siyim hamikra, and the pasuk concludes, ki koroiv eilecho hadovor ma'oid b'ficho u'bilvavcho la'asoysoy. But rather, the Torah, Judaism, is very close to you. It's right there with you. It's in your mouth and your heart to make it happen. Hainu, ki ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu bo b'trunyam b'riyosov. Hashem does not come with any impossible requirements. Hashem is not looking for us to fail. And Hashem does not expect from a person, he doesn't want a person to climb up to heaven. For the person to try to do things in religion or spiritual that the person can't do. They're not capable of living that way, of handling such a thing. רק השם יסבורך חופץ מהאודם שיעשה מה שאפשלוי לפי מדרגוסוי. But rather Hashem wants from each person to do what you can do based on your level. דהיינו שיילך מדרגה לדרגה, meaning for a person to try to advance slowly from level to level. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, sulam mutzav arza, a ladder which is based on the earth, v'roishoy magia hashamayma, and the top of the ladder reaches all the way up to heaven. Meaning, shetzrichen leilech midargo ledargo, a Jew has to advance slowly, step by step. Nimtza, she'ein ho'odom tzorech kiyem lavodes Hashem Yisborach lefi madregosoy. This means, therefore, that every person is supposed to serve Hashem on their level, based on what they're capable of. She'dahainu, meaning, she'yim sho'ech atzmoy ma'at ma'at, meaning that the person should draw himself a little bit at a time, a little bit more, towards Hashem, towards Torah, towards Kemoishonim of action b'chol boiker, as we say every morning in the Birchas HaShachar, Shetargileinu b'soirosecho. Hashem, help us get used to the Torah. Lehiragel, regilut. It's like a person wants to go into a pool that's freezing cold. The water's very cold. There's two ways to do it. One person jumps right in, you know, and chasho, if it's cold, it's one thing. If it's boiling hot, we know a person, it can kill a person, chas v'shom. Person tries to do it in one shot. But even a very hot body of water, a hot mikveh, which a person couldn't possibly go into in one shot, if first they stick their toe in, and then another toe goes slowly, slowly, person sees they can handle much more than they thought they could in the beginning. Shetargileinu daika, nimtza, she'ein ho'odom tzorech kiyim lehiskare v'la'leis l'madrega ha'kroi v'ilov mo'id kanal. Meaning that what Hashem is expecting of me today, what does Hashem expect from me today? To reach up. How far up? The level that's right above me. Every single day I should want to climb. How far? To try to advance a step, a little bit more every day. V'zehu loy b'shamayim hi, and this is why the Torah makes that emphatic statement. It's not b'shamayim. She'ena tatzorech la'lois la'shamayim kanal. You don't have to go up to heaven. Ki koroi ve'lecho adover ma'oi b'fichu b'vavcho la'soysoi. It's right near you. It's within your mouth and heart to do it. Ki be'emes ha'toyro v'avoydesh ha'tatzorech l'kayim kefi retzoni yisbara. Because the truth is, what you need to accomplish in serving Hashem, Koroiv Elecho Moid, it's right near you. Ki eina totzorech rak lehizgaber lalois mimadrego lemadrego hasmucho. All Hashem wants you to do is not to stay in one place, not to be a static Jew, but to be willing to advance every day, learn another page, another page, another page, a dafyomi. How there are people who look at the Shulchan Aruch or the Shas, massive, 20 volumes. I can't even hold one of these Gemaras, it's so heavy. And certainly not to hold 3-4 Gemaras. I'm going to put it into my brain, and they just walk away from it. And then you get another intelligent person who understands, of course he's overwhelmed. You want to look at it at 2,700 pages? No shot. But if you look at it as one page, one folio, we see today tens of thousands of businessmen, working people, who have learned more, who have covered more ground than people, some people sitting even in Kolel. People, business people who are on their second or third time around Shas, because they're doing it a page a day, one page a day, 7 years, then another 7 years, another. You'd be surprised how quick 21 years go by, and the person went through Shas 3 times. A person who's not registered in a yeshiva, he's just putting in a little time. He's just making sure to grow a little bit every day, one page. Sheikroi ve'lecho ma'oid, which is right next to you, which is attainable. Valze atomuzor, and this is why the Torah warns, beficho ubilvov chola asoysoi. All you need is a mouth and a heart. Dahainu, al yidei dibure toira utfila. By speaking words of Torah and words of Tefillah, Shehem Mekararin Chamimus Halev, Mishnei Abichino Yisrael, which cool down that fire in the heart, that passion that you have, that big spiritual desire, let's see you put it into words. Let's see you put it into words of tefillah and Torah, and that's how you're going to release that fire so it doesn't steam up, it doesn't explode or anything.
In this manner, a person could be zeicha to fulfill the entire Torah, v'lalois midarga ledarga hasmucha,
and to climb from a level to the next level that's closest to it.
Bebechinas ki koroi ve'lecho adov amoyed, as the pasuk says, it's right next to you. What Hashem is expecting from you today is with right within your grasp.
Beficho belvotcho la'asoy sekanal. Dainu hadovor shekoroi ve'lecho amoyed, meaning this level that's right next to you, one floor above you, shehu madrega hasmucha. Al zeh atotzorech lizgaber, in order to achieve that, you have to fight, you have to push, with what? Beficha ubilvavcha. You have to use your mouth to speak words of Torah, and bilvavcha, and your heart. Make sure your heart, when a person's heart isn't into something, it doesn't mean anything. Whether it's religion, whether it's work, if your heart isn't in it, then you're not in it really. The Torah says, beficha ubilvavcha la'asoysoy, dahainu, al yedei dibur peh hakodosh, through speaking words that are coming from a holy mouth, shemekarer chamimus haleiv mishtei abechinas hanal, which cools down the heart from those two kinds of passion that the heart is drawn to. The heart is drawn to the passion of olam hazeh, all the enticements of the materialistic world, and the heart in the other direction is being drawn to excessive spirituality. Excessive, trying to do more and more to go beyond your means in religion.
If a person will follow this path, they'll be zeicha to climb from level to level,
and to achieve, to accomplish all the entire Torah. Amen v'amen. May we be zeicha.